Let's talk a little about the counterfeit Mary of Rome. So a lot of counterfeits, you know, we have the counterfeit Christ, the counterfeit Jesus Christ of Rome in that Eucharist. We have the counterfeit new birth, okay, how you become born again. And now we have the counterfeit Mary. So Pope John Paul II, he was addicted to Mary. In fact, on the inside of his papal garments, he had sewed Totus Tuus Sum Maria. What does that mean? Mary, I am totally yours. Now think about that. If Pope John Paul II belonged totally to Mary, where does the gospel of Jesus Christ come in? Think about that. Mary, Mary, Mary. They attempted to kill this man. He survived that attack and gave all credit to Mary. Think about that. So Pope Francis, he's another one addicted to Mary. When he goes on a trip to different countries, he prays before an image of Mary, asking her for protection. When he returns, he goes to that same image and thanks her for protecting him. So the counterfeit Holy Father has seduced millions. Oh, yes. And he consecrated the whole world recently to Mary. And wherever he goes, he's always consecrating countries to Mary. Mary, Mary, Mary. This is from an article from John L. Allen. This is what he said in his homily on Thursday. Francis said that Jesus cannot be understood without his mother. At one point, the Pope also introduced an impromptu Marian devotion, inviting the assembly in St. Peter's Basilica to rise, face the statue of Mary, and repeat three times, Mary, Mother of God. The Pope recalled that at the 5th century Council of Ephesus, a crowd actually shouted that phrase at the gathered bishops while waving clubs at them, threatening violence if they didn't formally proclaim Mary as the Mother of God. This time, Francis jokingly invited people to make the chant without clubs. He led the crowd in St. Peter's Square in the same chant during his Angelus address. Can you imagine this? So here's the Pope with all these thousands of deceived Catholics. He's telling them, look at that statue and repeat after me, Mary, Mary, the Mother of God. Mary, Mother of God. Mary, Mother of God. Only one problem, folks. God does not have a mother. Folks, God doesn't have a mother. That would make Mary deity. Do you see this, folks? Do you see this, folks? This is unbelievable stuff that is going on, folks. And you won't hear a peep from the pulpits of America. Oh, yes, you know. What the Pope needs to do is read Acts 19, verses 23 to 28, and you can read about the time when all the people were crying out to Diana, you know, great is Diana of the Ephesians. And that passage dealt with Demetrius, a silversmith, which made silver shrines. So, you know, what happened, they were preaching against this. And Paul was speaking against this, and now the people were upset. So here you got these people making money, and they knew that their craft was in danger, and started talking about the great goddess Diana. So this is what it is, folks. Think about the statues of Mary. All the idolatry. Think about the millions, billions of dollars that are made over the centuries with all these idols. It's demonic, folks, from the pit of hell. Here's another statement made by the present Pope Francis. This was in May of 2015. It says, visiting Naples in March, Pope Francis told priests, nuns, and seminarians that one way to make sure Jesus is the center of their lives is to ask his mother to take you to him. A priest, a brother, a nun who does not love Mary, who does not pray to her, I would even say one who does not recite the rosary, well, if you don't love the mother will not give you the son. Now, folks, have you ever heard anything like that before? The mother won't give you the son. If you don't pray to Mary, she's not going to give you the son. The Bible tells me God gave the Son. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So we've covered a lot of ground here. You're seeing the light, you're seeing the darkness, folks. The darkness of Roman Catholicism.